Hey folks, Hal Shurtleff with Camp Constitution. And most of you who have been following us on our various platforms are very well aware of our lawsuit, Shurtleff v. Boston, successfully argued by Liberty Counsel, and May of this year, Supreme Court ruled in our favor, 9-0, and that's the U.S. Supreme Court. And just recently, the city settled with Liberty Counsel to the tune of $2.1 million. Well, over the course of the almost 5 years, we received lots and lots of support, but we received our share of hate and a couple of death threats went along with it. Lots of nasty comments, especially on the various articles written in the left-wing media. Not so much the articles themselves, but the comments. But I got this phone call way back in September 30th of 2021. This was the same day the Supreme Court decided to take the case. And I was just going through my voicemails and I thought, oh, I better save this. So I'm going to record it here on this Podomatic site just for posterity. And I'll warn you, it's some very nasty language. This person is typical of the left. They really don't know anything about history and have a very hateful attitude towards Christianity. So here goes, folks.
About flying the religious flag over the City Hall building in Boston there? Really? People are so... You're fucking religious whack job used car salesman. Fuck him. Get out of our fucking lives. Quit trying to force your fucking bullshit on the general public. This is why people fucking hate you. You know what? Hate is evangelical Christians. You know why? I'm going to make a real fucking sticker. I'm going to say, he is greater than I, is greater than you. And what does that mean? It means, oh, because we have our God, which is so much better than your God. We're so much superior to everybody. That's what that bullshit means, pal. You guys are the fucking champions. That's a slacker. Mind left fucking nutty assholes. You want to talk about it? 805-340-5929. Give me a call, jerk off. I will certainly answer the phone. I'm happy to talk to you. Fucking clown. Good day.
Needless to say, I didn't call the progressive free thinker. It's really difficult to reach out to folks like that. But you see how he's, first off, he thinks the First Amendment lists the separation of church and state, which it doesn't. And then he gets very vulgar and very nasty, and which is typical. And again, how can you actually debate someone like that with that twisted mindset? Anyway, just thought you would find it interesting. Again, sorry for the bad language, but that's typical what you get from these people. And thank you for listening. God bless.